I am elated to be able to utilize all-in state grant funds to support this year-long initiative where literacy is put at the forefront of everything we do. I will share with you that the roots of this project were associated with the Planning District 16 Virginia Health Department assessment of our community's health and wellness. And when the regional data came back, there were a few areas that, as a superintendent, really raised a red flag for me. And those three things were that we had some of the highest rates for chronic conditions. We also are a medical and mental health desert in Caroline, meaning we do not have a lot of providers to meet the need. We also had the lowest median income and the lowest educational attainment within households. And so as an educator and a person that's a passionate lifelong learner, I thought, goodness, we can't do this alone. We can't just do this in the hours of 8 to 4:30 when our teachers are grinding it out. We have to create a literate community. So not only can they have solid career paths, but they can finagle and navigate the medical system, and we can just be healthy overall. So that's really how it was birthed.
Well, and strong literacy is just so important, like you say, to everything, to all of these. It really does start with literacy, and that's where it's exciting, I guess, for you and for Caroline County Schools to be able to play a role in this.
Yes, and it has really blossomed. We've been able to work with so many stakeholders, which has been delightful to lift the work and to make the reality, come true. And so we have a number of events. It began with a kickoff in December. We used our Caroline Cruiser bus that has been retrofitted into a community bus, and we loaded up brand new books, and we went to four stops. We called it the Cruiser Holiday Shops. And we went to four areas across the large 550 square mile county, and we handed out about 350 books. Parents and students rolled up. They were able to get two free books in hand. Some parents came by themselves. They picked out books that they were hopefully, if they celebrated the Christmas holiday, they were going to put under the tree. But it was just an amazingly bucket-filling opportunity to see the excitement when the kids climbed onto the bus and they saw wall-to-wall bookshelves full of new books. So that was really the kickoff. I would call it a soft launch.
But what a great kickoff, and it shows that there's interest in this. To attack some of those healthy community numbers that you talked about, it really does all start with literacy.
Yes. So our second event, Ted, just kicked off on January 22nd. We had been advertising for about 3 weeks, adult book clubs, and that was for 19 plus years of age. And we have three sessions. We'll have a winter session, a summer session, and a fall session of adult book clubs. And every session has three genres. So anyone in the community, it didn't matter if you were hooked with Caroline County Public Schools or if you're a resident or a business owner, if you are interested in being in a book club, you could sign up, and all of the materials were provided through the grant. So we were elated when all three genres, mystery thriller, contemporary fiction, and historical fiction, filled within 2 weeks. And so we just held the kickoff on the 22nd at Caroline Middle School, and we're able to hand out all of our books, which, of course, was just in time for the snowstorm. So I bet most people, may have made their way through the book already.
Book club, this kind of thing, though, is a great thing. A few years ago, I had kind of gotten away from consistently reading books, and it was the adult reading program that the Central Rappahannock Regional Library did that got me back into it and just made me realize how fun books are, and to be part of a book club and have a kind of a responsibility is a good way to get people into reading again.
Yes, and we're excited because the follow-up meeting, which is after 8 weeks of having the opportunity to read the book of choice, they are hosted one at the YMCA, one is going to be at the Town Hall in Bowling Green, and the other is actually virtual because we found that we needed to have a virtual option and an in-person option in order to meet the needs of the whole community. And we actually identified the genres and the needs from a survey that we had done in December. So it really helped inform the decisions we were making about the book club. And we're really hoping that our three facilitators of the book clubs are actually teachers, and we're able to compensate them for their time to run the clubs. And we're really hoping to ignite a love of literacy in our community.
Then I guess the next big thing is Saturday the 7th, the big kickoff in Bowling Green.
Absolutely. We are doing the Caroline Reed Passport event, which is on Main Street in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is on Saturday, February 7th. We're hoping Mother Nature will have gotten all of the weather out of the way before next Saturday. It looks very sunny right now, but it will be cold. So nothing better than a little fresh air on a Saturday. Come out and hit the shops. What this entails is really exciting. We have 11 Bowling Green Main Street shops that have partnered with us to offer literacy activities. So we can service up to 500 children, and they will start at the corner store on Main Street. They'll pick up their actual literacy passport, which actually is being delivered today from the printer's office, and they will get a bag and the passport. And they will begin traveling amongst Main Street, and there's a map in the passport of all of the participating businesses. They'll partake in the literacy activity, which I'll tell you a little bit about them, but they'll also get a stamp in their passport. And ultimately, they'll want to get at least 7 of the 11 stamps, and then they'll return to the check-in table, and it also happens to be ice cream for breakfast day. So Gibson's, our local Main Street ice cream shop, is staying open for us, and the students and the participants will get a free kids cone before they close down for the day. So very excited, and I can tell you a little bit more about each of the businesses and what they're doing, if that's something you're interested in.
Sure, yeah, what's going to happen?
Okay, terrific. At the corner store, they'll check in, and then they have an opportunity to get their first stamp by taking a picture with a book mascot. So we'll have Clifford the Big Red Dog, Where's Waldo, and our Caroline Reed's mascot is an owl for Who's Reading. Then they can transition to the heist, and at the heist, we'll have our high schoolers reading poetry while the students are writing postcards to themselves about books they want to read in the summer. We'll hold those postcards, put them in the mail to their houses, and then they can transition to the booths at the heist and make an origami bookmark. And they'll throw that in their bag and they'll carry on. They can head to Burke and Burke Insurance, where we will have a true Black History Month, diverse stories, story time, and our supervisors and our school board members and some faith leaders will be there reading every 15 minutes. They also get a stamp there. Then they can move to the Sundry, where they will make a friendship bracelet out of beads with their favorite book title or character. They get that stamp and they can move on to Pitts and Mann Realty, where we've partnered with the Caroline County Library. Anyone that does not have a library card can sign up. If you already have a library card, you can share that. They'll get a little trinket and a stamp, and then they can move on. They'll go to Main Street Books and Print Shop, and there will be a massive map of Caroline County, and the students will get a sticker and they'll put on the Caroline map what their favorite location is to read. At Artism by Joey, Joey is a graduate and owns this business. He's in his 20s, and he will be painting, which is his area of expertise, while our kids are receiving a blank writing journal, and they'll be able to decorate the front and back cover to capture all of their future reading memories. At Tingler Insurance, they will be doing Emoji Pictionary. And so families will be able to help the kids solve the puzzles using the emojis. At Tyrannosaurus Tot, we'll do kind of the old school cakewalk game, but we're going to make it a book walk. So instead of, you know, listening to the music, and if your little poster you're standing on is called, you don't get a cake, you actually get a new book. And at the courthouse, on the lawn of the courthouse, we'll have two story walks, and families can choose the fiction or the nonfiction story walk. They will read a series of 7 or 8 signs that are in the ground that have pages of that book and the writing. When they get to the end of the picture walk, they'll have read half of the book. And the table at the end is actually where they'll get their stamp and a copy of the book that they were reading in order to finish it at home with their family. In the middle of the courthouse, between the story walks, we will also have our faith leaders. They are putting up a bounce house, and the kids will be able to go down the bouncy slide, which we're calling Bounce for Books. And when they go down the slide, they'll be ushered over to the gently used book table, which is sponsored by our faith leaders. And they'll be able to pick a gently used book, and they'll get a stamp. And then those are the things that allow them to earn the Gibson Soft Serve little token to get a free ice cream. So that is it in a nutshell.
That is a happening, though. I mean, this is a big deal.
It's a big deal. It is. I think I'm more excited than anybody, because it's like birthing a baby, right? Yeah. You've been planning it for a couple of months, and, you know, or a big wedding, and you're in the final detail stage.
Well, and there's just so much at play here, and you're making reading fun for both adults and kids, and your kids can see that adults are having fun, and there's just so much you can see, so much promise in something like this.
Thank you. You mentioned parents, and actually our Caroline's Promise nonprofit organization, which supports youth leadership, they're actually going to be out as well. They're across the street from Gibson's, and they are going to have a table set up solely for parents. So parents can come over, enter raffles, get some prizes, you know, just so that they know we appreciate them coming out on a Saturday in the cold to really help expose their kids to the love of literacy.
And you see so much potential, I guess, with this, and how a day like this can really catapult a lot of things forward. This is just terrific.
Thank you. Yes, the catapult piece is really important, because, you know, it's hard, the metrics associated with this. Yes, we want to max out at 500, but the impact is going to unfold over time. And this actually, we're calling it the kickoff, because in March, our students in K-8 will all be involved in a reading incentive called the Charity Challenge. And each of our schools will choose a local charity, and they will read a certain amount of books based on the incentive program. And at the end of the program, before spring break, if they have completed whatever the amount designated is, they get to choose an item to donate to the local charity. And they'll be able to pick that item up and actually place it in the bin, so that they feel that external reward as well. So we're looking at things like Caroline's Promise, the local animal shelter. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the Ronald McDonald House. And so a bunch of things that will really help people in our region.
So if people want more information or need more information on this, what's the best place to get that?
Excellent. Follow us on the Caroline County Public School Facebook page. Every day, we're doing a 12 days to Main Street kickoff. So almost like the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
We are posting information every single day about each of the shops. And so all of that can be found on our Facebook page.